Extreme heat preparation is the work you do before a heat wave so your household stays cool, hydrated, and connected when the temperature climbs. In an average year, extreme heat kills more Americans than hurricanes, floods, or tornadoes. It does this quietly, without a roaring storm on the radar, which is exactly why households prepare for at least. The outcome we want is simple: a cool space to retreat to, water and electrolytes on hand, a plan for when the grid strains, and a check-in schedule for the people most at risk. If you are a casual prepper who likes staying educated, you are in the right place. You do not need a bunker or a generator the size of a truck. You need a weekend of steady, plain work that turns your own home into your best defense. Heat is a slow-moving threat, and slow-moving threats reward people who get ready in advance. Start by walking through your home and finding the one room that stays coolest. That single room becomes the anchor of your whole plan. Everything else you stock and schedule supports your ability to ride out the hottest hours in comfort. Find and ready your cool space. The outcome of this step is a room the household can retreat to when the rest of the house overheats. When the afternoon sun turns your living room into an oven, you want one door you can close on the heat. Picking that room now, and prepping it now, means you are not scrambling to cool down when your body already needs relief. You may assume the coolest room is the one with the biggest air conditioner. That is often true, but heat moves in patterns you can read even without power. Air sinks as it cools, sun heats through glass, and interior walls hold their temperature longer than exterior ones. Use those patterns and you can find the coolest space in any home. Sun choose a room that faces north and sits on the lowest floor. North-facing rooms take the least direct sun through the day. Lower floors stay cooler because heat rises to the top of the house. A basement room, if you have one, is often the coldest spot in the building by several degrees. If your home is a single level, pick the room with the fewest windows and the most shade outside. Windows block daytime heat gain before the sun reaches the glass. Cover windows with blackout curtains, reflective panels, or even cardboard faced with foil on the outside. The goal is to stop sunlight before it turns into trapped heat inside the room. Close these coverings in the morning while the air is still cool, then leave them shut through the hottest hours. A room you seal against the sun at 8 a.m. stays far cooler by 3 p.m. than one you cover too late. Stage your fans in this room now so you are not hunting for them later. Here is where a fan earns its keep in surprising ways. Point a box fan out a window at night to push hot air out and pull cooler night air in. During the day, run a fan across a shallow pan of ice or a frozen water bottle to move cooler air over your skin. If your cool space is a small room, count that as an advantage. A small room holds a set temperature with far less effort than a large open floor plan, so your fans and coverings do more work per square foot. Pick the room today. Walk the house at the hottest part of the afternoon and note where the air feels coolest, then commit that room as your retreat. Cover the glass by morning. Set your coverings in place early so the room never absorbs the day's peak sun in the first place. Stage fans and a cooler. Keep at least one fan and a small cooler in the room so you can create moving, cooled air on demand. Once your cool space is ready, the next question is what you drink while you sit in it. Water is the second pillar of extreme heat preparation, and plain water alone will not carry you through a long heat wave. Stock water and electrolytes before you need them. The outcome here is a hydration reserve that keeps your body working through days of heat, not just one hot afternoon. Building that reserve ahead of time means you are drinking from your own shelf instead of standing in a picked-over store aisle when the heat peaks. This is the least dramatic part of extreme heat preparation and one of the most important. You may already keep some bottled water on hand, and that is a solid start. The catch is that heavy sweating pulls more than water out of your body. It pulls out sodium, potassium, and other electrolytes your muscles and nerves need to function. Drink only plain water in prolonged heat and you can dilute those minerals, which leaves you weak, dizzy, and cramping even while you feel like you are drinking plenty. Water plus electrolytes keeps the whole system running. How much to store? Store at least 1 gallon of water per person per day, and plan for a minimum of 3 days. A household of 4 covering a 3-day heat wave needs 12 gallons at the low end. Heat makes you drink more, so lean toward a 1-week supply if you have the space. Rotate the bottles every 6 months so your reserve stays fresh, and mark the date on each container with a marker so you can see the oldest at a glance. Adding electrolytes. Lay an electrolyte support alongside the water so the two are always paired. Powdered electrolyte packets store for a long time, take up almost no room, and mix into a bottle in seconds. Sports drinks work too, though they take more shelf space and often carry more sugar than you want in volume. A jar of oral rehydration salts is a cheap, compact backup that covers a whole household. Aim to have enough electrolyte servings to match several days of heavy water intake for everyone under your roof. If someone in your household is on fluid-restricted medication, the rules change and you plan around their doctor's guidance. People on certain heart, kidney, or blood pressure medications may be told to limit fluids or watch their sodium closely. For them, more water is not automatically safer. Talk with their doctor now, before the heat arrives, and write down the specific limits and warning signs. Keep that note with your water supply so anyone helping that person can follow the same plan. Set the gallon per person target. Count your household, multiply by the days you want to cover, and buy to that number so no one runs short. Pair every reserve with electrolytes. Keep packets or salts right next to the water so hydration and mineral replacement always travel together. Flag the fluid restricted first. Write down any medical fluid limits and store the note with your supply so the plan is clear under stress. Water and electrolytes keep your body ready. The next weak point is the grid that powers your fans and refrigeration, because heat waves push the power system harder than almost anything else. Plan for heat plus power loss. The outcome of this step is a household that stays safe even if the air conditioning goes dark. Heat waves and power loss travel together, so planning for both at once is smarter than treating them as separate problems. When you prepare for heat plus a strained grid, you remove the single scenario that catches most families flat. You may trust your air conditioner completely, and on a normal day that trust is well placed. The trouble is that a heat wave is exactly when the grid is most likely to buckle. Everyone runs their cooling at maximum on the same afternoon, demand spikes, and utilities sometimes cut power in rolling blackouts to keep the whole system from failing. Your cool space and your water reserve are what carry you through those hours without electricity. Cooling without AC. Build a cooling plan that works even with no power at all. Your prepped cool space is the center of it, since the coverings and cross-breeze fans still help once you add a battery source. Drape a damp cloth over your neck and wrists, where blood runs close to the skin, to shed heat fast. Fill a spray bottle with water and mist your skin, then let a fan blow across it for an evaporative chill. Keep a small cooler of ice or frozen bottles so you always have something cold to press against your body. Each of these gives you real relief without touching the grid. Backup power priorities. Set your backup power priorities before the lights flicker so you are not guessing in the dark. A rechargeable power station or a set of large battery banks can run fans, charge phones, and keep a small medical device alive for hours. Put fans and phone charging at the top of your list, because moving air keeps you cool and a charged phone keeps you connected. If someone depends on a powered medical device, that device is your first priority, full stop. Charge every battery bank to full at the start of the hot season and top them off before a forecast heat wave lands. Protect your food and medicine during an outage with a few plain moves. Keep the refrigerator and freezer doors shut, since a closed freezer holds its cold for a day or more. Move any temperature-sensitive medicine into a cooler with ice packs if the outage stretches long. A full freezer stays cold longer than an empty one, so filling gaps with jugs of water pulls double duty as both ice and drinking reserve. Understanding how to handle an extended power outage in general makes your heat plan far stronger. Center the plan on your cool space. Combine sealed coverings, battery fans, and evaporative cooling so one room stays livable with no grid at all. Charge everything before the peak. Top off power stations and battery banks ahead of a forecast heat wave so your fans and phones run when demand cuts the power. Rank medical power first. Any device someone's health depends on takes priority over every other draw on your backup supply. With cooling and power handled, the last piece of extreme heat preparation is the people. Heat hits some members of your family and neighborhood harder than others, and a simple check-in plan protects them. Set a check-in plan for the vulnerable. The outcome here is a group of at-risk people who are seen, checked, and cared for before the heat becomes dangerous. A check-in plan turns good intentions into scheduled action. It is the part of extreme heat preparation that reaches past your own walls and covers the neighbors, older relatives, children, and pets who feel the heat first. You care about these people already, so this step is about turning that care into a routine you can count on. Older adults, young children, and anyone with a chronic illness handle heat poorly, sometimes without realizing they are in trouble. A person can slide into heat exhaustion while insisting they feel fine. A regular check-in catches that slide early, when a glass of water and a move to the cool space still fix it. WHO to check and when. Build a short list of the people who need eyes on them during a heat wave. Include older relatives who live alone, neighbors with health conditions, and anyone without working air conditioning. Set a check-in schedule of at least twice a day during a heat wave, once in the late morning and once in the late afternoon when heat peaks. A quick phone call works, but an in-person visit tells you far more, since you can see how they look and feel how warm their home is. Ask about water, ask about their cool space, and confirm their power is on. Trade phone numbers with a neighbor so the checking runs both ways. If you have children, teach the older ones to recognize heavy sweating, headache, and dizziness in themselves and their siblings. This shares the watch across more people and means no one carries the whole job alone. A larger household is more people to keep cool, and it is also more hands to help with the checking. Cars and pets. Never leave any person or pet in a parked vehicle, even for a minute, even with the windows cracked. The inside of a car climbs to deadly temperatures within minutes on a hot day. Make this a firm household rule that everyone repeats out loud, so it becomes automatic on a busy errand day. When you get out of the car, look in the back seat every single time. Protect your pets with the same care you give the people. Bring animals indoors to your cool space during the hottest hours. Set out extra water bowls and add ice to keep them cold. Walk dogs early in the morning or after sunset, and press the back of your hand to the pavement first, because ground hot enough to burn your skin will burn their paws. Watch for heavy panting, drooling, and stumbling, which are signs a pet needs cooling and shade right away. List and call the at-risk twice daily. Set a morning and afternoon check-in so no one rides out the peak heat unseen. Repeat the vehicle rule out loud. Make looking in the back seat automatic so no person or pet is ever left in a hot car. Bring pets into the cool space. Move animals indoors, add water and ice, and shift walks to the cool edges of the day. With people, cars, and pets covered, your extreme heat preparation reaches everyone your household is responsible for. Now every piece works together. Extreme heat preparation comes down to four plain pieces that support each other. You have picked and sealed one cool space to retreat to. You have stocked a gallon of water per person per day with electrolytes paired alongside it. You have a cooling and backup power plan that holds up if the grid strains, with medical power ranked first. And you have a twice daily check-in schedule that protects older adults, children, neighbors, and pets. None of this took a bunker or a big budget. It took a weekend of steady work done before the forecast turned hot. That is the whole point of preparing ahead. When the next heat wave arrives quietly, your household already knows exactly where to go and what to do.